You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. I mean, it was interesting to hear Rack yesterday saying, well, we'll have to find out from the league if the game, you know, if they're talking about canceling it. What? Now what now? Canceling a game? Because a couple of guys tested positive over the last couple of weeks? Come on.
Yeah.
Some football.
Unless you play for Cal, which happened to them. One guy tested positive. The rest of the guys were in quarantine, even though they didn't test positive. So the health officials in Berkeley canceled their game.
Oh, get ready for that. But oh, well, Berkeley. Washington Cal, but also Army Air Force game called off. Navy Tulsa off. North Texas, Louisiana Tech off. There's expected to be as potentially as many as 12 games canceled this week.
It's the country. It's just amazing how the numbers skyrocket throughout the country, throughout the world. Forget the country. Yeah, throughout the world. The
weather,
Bears.
Is it really the weather, or is it just people?
I think they predicted this, didn't they? October, November, we're going to see a huge spike.
Yeah.
How do they know that crap?
Weather,
that's
because
amazing.
The weather's colder and it lives easier in the cold, but. Is it that, or is it people just congregating more, just saying, I'm just tired of all the restrictions? I think some of it might be that, right?
Well, I'm talking to limo guy right now. There's only 7 games on the board. 7 games to choose from.
And it's weird considering we heard about Navy because they were one of the first teams to play, and they talked about how they have their own type of bubble because they're on, you know, they're a military. They're part of the military. They have their own campus that's locked away from everybody. And they're the team that's causing the game to be postponed. Navy, not Tulsa.
Because they go out on leave, Sailor.
Yeah, you never saw
heard of that?
Richard Gere?
I'm not,
you go out, you get the clap.
The clap isn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's in movies, though, dude.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You,
or you get Deborah Winger pregnant.
I guess. I'm just telling you, this is what they were banking on. Hey, we have our own bubble. No one comes in or out and stuff. And yeah, you still got popped, too. If it can happen to Navy.
Because people are getting popped. That's what's happening. So.
And the Army Air Force game. So even our fine young men who will eventually be serving this country, although they're kind of doing that right now anyway, COVID gets to them too.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, other games are on. Like I would like Navy and Tulsa to play football, but they're not Georgia, Florida, so I'm okay. The Georgia-Florida game's still on.
It's still on. That's all that matters.
The Clemson-Notre Dame's game's still on. I'm good.
That's all.
You got a good weekend for college football this week. Tonight, BYU's toughest matchups to date. Boise State on the road. We'll see how good BYU actually is.
Blue Turf's going to trip them up this week.
You think so?
I don't know.
That's
not always
works. I'm going to tell you this. That BYU team, I would love to see a play-in game between Cincinnati and BYU.
Yeah, no, I think they're good. It's just... those teams historically will get tripped up at some point, and if you're going to get tripped up, it's going to be here on the blue turf.
Friday night, when the Friday night team is Boise State and they're a home dog, it's not a great formula for the road team.
17,000 rabid fans in the stands.
Well, how much do they normally get, about 35, 40? How big is that stadium?
Well, I don't know. I'm just assuming they keep it packed, but maybe they don't.
No, I just don't know the size.
Yeah, I would think
it's sold out.
50, am I too high on that? Would Boise,
I'll have
like
to look
50,
it up.
Thousand?
But this is a spot where Boise has made their name in the past. Some highly ranked team coming in town, and they smack them around. So
what do
we'll
you
see.
Think of Florida, Georgia?
I was talking about it on my podcast. I'll be out a little bit later.
You. It's going to hurt you, isn't it, Del?
No. What I was going to say is if you believe Georgia's going to win, it's because you believe in their program. None of the optics say they should win that game. Richard LeCount, they're all Americans, out. Because he got in a car accident after the Kentucky game. Multiple defensive linemen, Rochester and Jordan Davis, are both out. You have to, and it's Kyle Trask versus Stetson Bennett. And we saw Georgia against an elite offense. They gave up points because that's how college football works now. Elite offense will score points against elite defenses. If Florida's an elite offense, let's say they get 28. Can Georgia get to 28 points?
No. Well, now. Florida, now,
yeah, they
Florida's
can.
Not a good defense.
Not the way Stetson Bennett's been playing. They're going to have to run the football.
Problem is Florida is not a good defense.
No.
They're not a good defense.
I think I absolutely think that
turnovers and running the football is the way Georgia will do it.
Yeah.
But like I said, even great defenses, healthy, give up big numbers to elite offenses, and Georgia's not healthy.
Georgia's struggling against Kentucky, Missouri. They just can't put points on the board.
No.
Not like you have to against Florida. I think you may have to get to 20. You have to get to at least 28 because Florida's too good.
Yeah, you have to strictly believe that just Georgia's program will rise up and win, because man for man, as far as what matters at receiver or at quarterback, they are deficient against Florida.
Florida's one of the top teams at the skill positions. Georgia is, I mean, they're middling SEC at best.
They're hampered by their quarterback. They have guys they recruit that are on the same level as Florida's term as rankings and stuff, but you got a limited quarterback. That's going to hurt you. But it is a rivalry. I think Florida should win.
This is the biggest game in the East every year.
It is, and it'll determine who plays Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Florida should
win. Playoff game.
I think they should win, which means it'll be really funny when they lose.
You just hate everybody.
I hate the Gators. Why would I love them? Why would I like them? I'm not supposed to like them. It's not how the big three work in Florida. You hate the other two.
So you want Georgia.
Yeah.
That's.
I have no love for Georgia.
I have some. Just what? Be a nice person.
I'm nice. I'm rooting for Georgia. Isn't that a nice thing to do?
No, nobody that roots for Georgia is a nice person.
What is that? What issue do you have with Georgia?
F Georgia.
You play Florida every year, LSU fan. Why would you like Florida?
I don't like either.
What has Georgia ever done to you?
Screw Georgia.
Then why do you want Florida to win?
Who cares about Georgia?
Who cares about why are you rooting for Florida?
I'm not rooting for either of them.
So why do you have a problem with me rooting for one or the other?
Because
what?
Because you're just hate. You're just a ball of hate.
That's right.
That's all.
Hey, let me hold on 1 second.
Excuse me.
Do you know that college football is built on the hate of hate? You know, besides wanting your team to win, you want the other teams to lose. That's how it is. Let's ask Texas fan. Do you hate Oklahoma? Don't they?
No. Okay. No, see. Well, that's not golf. See, I found myself yesterday. I was, you know what? I was trying to be a nicer person instead of saying, shank it. Missed this putt. I was like, you know what? I hope he hits a good shot here.
How long did that last?
It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, it was really, really, really hard. But I got through it.
You stop it, John. In college football, you have hate watch. When your team's not playing, you look through the schedule. And go, what team do I hate? And watch if they lose. That's how it works. Why are we pretending?
That is pretty much true.
How about this guy Black Bauer says, if only Georgia had a quarterback like Justin Fields.
But
you can't do anything about that because he's the one who decided to leave.
Well, because he didn't see a path to play.
But he didn't beat out. Well, he would have had a path. I mean, he didn't want to wait.
He didn't beat out Jake Fromm. After looking at him last year, you don't think he's better than Jake Fromm?
Well, I do have questions about that. But Fromm had, you know, Fromm will always be able to live off what he did against Alabama in a loss. In the national championship game, where Fromm looked like he didn't have a care in the world, he never looked like that same guy after that. Although his, you know, wide receivers weren't the same. Now you've got Roll Tide rolling. He thinks, you know, La Raza asked a question about. He asked a question about who the next come up team could be, who could be a dynasty. No one's going to look like the Patriots ever again. I don't think, not for that long. But he thinks the Dolphins could be that team. They could be, but I really want to see a lot more from Tua because they have a bazillion. They get a draft. They get to have the draft picks of two teams, and that's so rare to have all the Texans picks for like 5 years and then all your own picks. I mean, it's a rare gift that was given to them, but you can. The Oakland Raiders had a bazillion first-round picks, and I think they have built themselves back up. I definitely think, because I believe in Brian Flores, I'm starting to really like Brian Flores. I do think the Dolphins are a very dangerous potential team because they don't have to hit the same rate in the draft because they have more picks. And if they do hit them, it's going to change really quickly if Tua can play.
And they're really young along the offensive line. They've already started three rookies. Austin Jackson's hurt, who was one of their first-round picks. When he comes back, he's practicing, and he won't play against Arizona. So you may see three rookies on the offensive line. And they hope to develop them and get better. And they've been okay this year, the rookies. Find a running back. Who knows? Maybe you draft Travis Etienne with all your picks in next year's draft. They've got a path. And like you said, it'll be about Tua, though.
Absolutely. At 11, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5, right now I want to talk about my peeps over at The Loken Group. TheLokenGroup.com. L-O-K-E-N. You're looking for, if you're looking for the best, and this is not, it's not arguable, the number of houses that they sell is exponential next to the average person out there trying to sell homes. It is ridiculous how much better the Loken Group is. They just are. And it's time after time after time. It's people saying 2 days, two offers, $7,000. 2 days, seven showings, two offers, $2,000 over asking price. It's unbelievable. You achieve top dollar for your home. You need an agent who can create an auction-like effect with the buyers, and that's what they have. They have more access to more buyers than anybody else. And they'll give you an immediate cash offer, which is something that you're not getting. They'll walk in and say, here, we'll give you this for your house. And you don't have to do all of that stuff that you have to do when you're trying to sell your home. And there's a lot to do, trust me. So if you're looking for that kind of agent, 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624. The average days on market for the Loken Group, 32 days. The average days on market for the average agent, 49 days. They have sold over $53 million in homes, over 2,000 homes. It's ridiculous how good they are, and they're the best. TheLokenGroup.com, 281-861-4624.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did y'all see the 12-second clip? Was it CNN? Who's on Wolf Blitzer? Wolf Blitzer, what's he on?
He's on CNN.
CNN? CNN's coverage of the election.
Yeah.
And they're going over to the other guy, and Pornhub is up. And I guess it was the guy's browser.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Where they're...
Wait. Who had that in their browser?
So it was in the browser. It's actually up on the board, you know, that thing, that the board.
There's
that they
no
touch
way
and they
John King had Pornhub up.
Yep.
Well, Rex Chapman has it. You can go to his Twitter and see it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
John King is like the, I don't know who to, I mean, he seems like he's strictly business.
The producer that
yeah, it was, because it's, he has, John King has his little pad, and then there, you got the touch screen, and he could use it to swipe things away. That was but John King doesn't set that up. That's the producer.
No, that's true.
That's the producer.
Someone was bored. He's probably
does
been there
anyone
since.
Anyone have a Pornhub
11 a.m.
work?
I mean, 11
like
p.m.
Dude, Dell does, probably.
No. Pornhub is overrated, so I wouldn't bring it up at work. But that producer's probably been there overnight. Probably been there
The whole night.
Yeah,
man.
He's like
there's some downtime.
Yeah, hey, and no votes are coming
just doing
right now.
Some that's just browsing. You're just like,
hey, it's probably
let me just check something out here on this site.
It's very possible. It's not, maybe not a producer, but whoever's the tech guy, he could be doing that remotely from home. Who knows where he is?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right.
So he's on his couch with his underwear around his ankle.
Yeah, just zooming with the people at the network. And hey, I got some time.
Yeah,
probably did it during commercial.
Mm-hmm. We got to get rid of that. Thank you.
He's like, out of here.
Gilbert needs to talk to Lance, so let's get him in here. Gilbert, I think this is kind of urgent, Lance.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, Gilbert.
I got bad news to tell you.
What happened?
I'm diabetic now anyway. It's been official Tuesday morning.
Oh, no. So you got to take insulin shots?
What?
That wasn't me.
Are you sure, Del?
It wasn't me. That was not me.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. That was not me.
You got to take insulin shots now, Gilbert?
What? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? If you're diabetic, then you have to take insulin shots.
You're going to have to if you're diabetic.
Yeah. You know that, right?
We mean shots.
You take a needle.
You want to give him this news, John?
You take a needle and you give yourself a shot in the leg.
Consistently. You have to do it all the time.
Yes. Yes.
I take my sugar to fall.
No, but if you actually are diabetic, you're going to have to take insulin shots.
How often?
You what?
How often?
Well, it depends. You got to check your sugar all the time. I got a buddy who's diabetic, and he's got to check his sugar all the time. So you can't eat candy bars anymore.
More often than when you watch Debbie Does Wall Street, whatever you watch, it'll be more often than that. It'll be a lot.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it a lot.
So are you sure you're diabetic?
You sure, Gilbert? Or did you just make that up again?
What? I'm serious, I really am.
But you didn't hear. But the doctor didn't tell you about insulin and what you're gonna have to do.
But the insulin, what's that? You need to get shot every year or what?
Not every year.
Ooh, wow.
Far more often than that.
You guys can handle this bad news,
Gilbert.
Gilbert, it could be four times a day
if you are diabetic.
Five times a day.
You have to cut out sugars.
Well, either that or you have to eat sugar when it gets low.
Yeah, one or the other.
Right.
He'll probably choose the eating sugar thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat the sugar. Let me just eat the sugar. Yeah. So when did you find this out? When did you go to the doctor?
Monday?
I thought you just said Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah, tested Monday, got Tuesday. Okay. Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So are you sure about it, Gilbert, or is just you're not too sure
I'm
right
sure,
now?
I'm sure about it.
You're sure?
Does your mom know that you have diabetes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She knows? You got diabetes on Election Day, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Art says maybe he should ask for a recount.
Stop the count on his diabetes.
Stop the count on my diabetes, on my sugar. Stop the count.
I'll talk to you later, Gilbert.
All right, bye, Gilbert.
Well, that's a diagnosis I didn't expect.
No.
Diabetic Gilbert.
I'm pretty sure that really didn't happen.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think it did. I don't think he just comes out of nowhere.
Well, didn't he have cancer before?
Yeah, multiple times.
He's thrown himself at heart issues. But John, you don't think there's a chance that that's real?
Well, but here's the deal. He didn't tell him anything about insulin, really?
Yeah, the doctor didn't mention that at all.
That wasn't mentioned?
Well...
What is that crazy thing you're talking about? Yeah, what? Insulin.
That did seem a little unlikely that he wouldn't know. Were you guys breaking the news to him about when he said, I have to get a shot every year? Ooh, this is
Every
year? No.
It's not a vaccine.
I don't think you're going to like to hear this news.
It could be 5-6 times a day, Gilbert.
I don't think Gilbert has diabetes.
I'm pretty sure no. He would know something about insulin by now.
Yeah, his initial what, which wasn't me, tells you. Maybe he didn't see a doctor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You think Gilbert lied to us?
Gilbert lies to us all the time.
I don't choose to believe that. John, who's more honest?
Who?
Our president or Gilbert? Since you say Gilbert
that's
lies.
A tough one.
Who do you think's more honest?
That's a tough one. Or Bill O'Brien.
Whew.
It's not my job to do that.
No, it really was your job.
His job was to win football games, not tell the truth.
No. How about just tell us, Bill? What the hell? Just tell us. Type 2 diabetes doesn't always require insulin. Well, there's a chance that he's got type 2. Yeah.
I think there's a bigger chance he didn't see a doctor at all.
Yeah, right. What? Yeah, there's a good chance that didn't happen. 820 ESPN 97.5. Did you see Deshaun's comments? He wants to be part of the process. He wants to have a voice. He wants to have a voice in everything. GM, he wants to have a voice on how we're building the roster. He wants to have a... Deshaun wants in. Deshaun wants to take over for Bill O'Brien, take all the jobs. Apparently, he sees there's some openings in the organization. Maybe Deshaun can be general manager coach.
Can he wait till after he consistently gets the ball out on time, like over the course of a season before he becomes a GM of the team? Can we have that be just a thing we're not amazed that he did it, and it's just, oh, that's what he does, before he takes on more responsibility?
He's taking on a lot on his plate right now. He's taking a lot on. But you know what? He's playing pretty damn well.
Yeah, but I'd like to see, you know, when you're the starting quarterback for a 1-6 team, not that it's all your fault, certainly, I don't know if I'd want you to focus on more than it, just playing quarterback.
Right. I just want you to, right. You're 1-6. How about win a game?
Just play. Yeah, you got.
I need him to win a game this weekend. I'll tell you that.
Sure you do. And speaking of winning games and picking them, I guess we'll talk to Justin at some point. Yeah, even though there's only 7 games on the.
No, there's other sites that have 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one site only had 7, but there's other sites. My bookie has 12 games up.
John, I would like Deshaun to beat Jeff Luton or whatever his name is. Jake Luton in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Before he becomes a GM of the team.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I really don't like this idea of Deshaun, the quarterback, deciding all the. Whew, you want to talk about know your lane? I'm gonna need to figure this whole GM thing out. Hey, Deshaun, you wanted that? You should have signed a 10-year deal like Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Forget it. Your 3-year deal doesn't get you that.
Well, he's already the GM. Well, he made sure there nobody got traded.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, here's the deal too, though. You want him here longer than the 3 years? Better pick a coach he likes.
Well, he's taking on the NBA model. This is what NBA players do.
Yeah. This is what they do.
No, there's no question.
He's LeBron now.
And we know how people love LeBron when he gets involved in stuff like that.
LeBron Watson? LeBron Watson. That's what he is.
Need a few more playoff wins.
His son's now named Deshaunty?
Well, honestly, though. I mean, seriously.
Just Shawnee. It'd just be Shawnee.
Shawnee. Should he want to be involved in this? Shouldn't he want, if he's going to be here, he's got the 2 years, plus he's got the 3.
He can want all he wants. Should he be given that? No, 0%. You don't give quarterbacks the decision-making over personnel. There's a chain of command, and quarterback does not outrank head coach and general manager.
Well, let's face it, okay? This was the discussion. Or
this isn't the
this
NBA.
This was the discussion this morning. Why did Tom Brady leave? And one of the biggest reasons was, man, look at that roster. Look at these weapons I have.
After 19 years.
Well, right. And 6 Super Bowls. But listen, the fact of the matter is if Deshaun was a free agent this offseason, you think he'd stick around? Hells no. He'd be like, I got to go find a place that's got a better team, man.
Well, what does that have to do? But he just signed a contract and he's getting paid. You don't get to make decisions
about who's
going to run this team when you're not going to be here long term anyway, probably.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, and you know what? And if, okay, you
and what
don't.
If he's not, and what if don't. He's not an elite quarterback? Do you want an average to good quarterback telling you who's going to run your team?
No. Well, what if he's not an elite quarterback? Well, you got to hope that he is. Listen. The priority one for this team is for Deshaun to be great and, you know, obviously winning games. But you want to keep Deshaun happy, too.
Deshaun, I don't care. Deshaun will be happy if he's winning games. You don't have to. No. You know what? If you start kowtowing to every player who – Deshaun's not even an elite superstar.
Right.
In the world, you're going to kowtow to whatever he wants when he's got to sign a 3-year deal and he's not even an elite superstar? No way. No way. I mean, you got to build your team. You got to build your team like your team. If Deshaun doesn't want to be, if he wants to run the NFL model, the NBA model, then you can get 2 first for Deshaun. I guarantee you can.
Yeah.
You for sure can. And you cannot have a quarterback. I mean, this isn't Brady. This isn't Mahomes. This is Deshaun. I love the person. I like the player. I want to see the player keep getting better. No way I would let him decide. A good general manager should hire a good head coach. And Matt, you know who didn't Aaron Rodgers wasn't given a chance to say who his next head coach was.
Not only that, he couldn't get a receiver. And they drafted a quarterback in the first round.
And now you know who he's happy about? Matt LaFleur. Now they're actually buddy-buddy. You know why? Because they're winning.
Yeah.
They have a really good relationship right now, which did not look like the case at all.
You think he's got a good relationship with Gutekunst right now?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. Find me a damn receiver.
I think so.
I don't know. I bet he's pissed that they didn't step up and get anybody.
Just wait.
Well, they do have Devontae. Let's not act like Devontae Adams isn't a true.
No, but they
one.
Got nut. I mean,
and they, well, here's
well, finally,
what happened.
Valdez Scantling showed up last night.
Well, no, the real key this year has been Robert Tonyan has stepped up and become a really good pass catching tight end.
Well, it would be nice if Lazard had stayed healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Lazard is outplaying where they got him. Robert Tonyan is outplaying where they got him.
Well, he was until he got hurt.
Who's that? Lazard. Yeah, but Tonyan's a legit dude now. Go look up his numbers.
Yeah.
I liked him. I thought he was a tight end convert, pass-catching convert, and that's what he's become. And he's really good. And now Valdez-Scantling's coming around. You have Aaron Jones is playing well. Like, Green Bay, as long as Aaron Rodgers isn't getting pressured, they're a really good team. If you pressure Aaron Rodgers, it's a different story.
I can't wait for Deshaun to start screaming out Fajita Friday on Fridays and start that bit, because that's what you got to do. I can't wait for that moment, old LeBron Watson. I can't wait for it.
We're not doing Fajita Friday.
I can't wait for him to make that
Instagram
a thing.
Stories.
Oh, God, Taco Tuesday. How corny. Stop it. Shut up, LeBron.
Look, you got a problem with it now. Wait till your guy's doing stuff like that.
No,
Taco Tuesday is a real deal, though, John.
Huh?
Taco Tuesday is a real deal. As a matter of fact, I know that they've got carnitas tacos over at I may go get the carnitas tacos over at Regal.
Friday! Wait on it. Just wait.
827 ESPN. ESPN
all sponsored by the fajita meat over at HEB. Get Scott McClellan on it and Justin Reed. So you got Justin Reed, Scott McClellan, and Deshaun all together doing Fajita Friday. Shout outs.
If that's a commercial now, you're gonna need some royalties.
I'm gonna need them to pay up. And you know what would you wash down your fajitas with, Lance?
I would personally wash it down with a delicious IPA from my friends over at St. Arnold. St. Arnold has their Christmas ale is available right now in grocery stores. And every time that the brand new season changes and they come out with one of their seasonal beers, people go crazy over them. And they are the originator here. They are the original craft beer here in the city of Houston, and they are still going strong as ever, the most respected in the city because they've been doing it the longest, and they're consistent. You can pick up a variety of pack of IPAs in your local grocery store. You can pick up, of course, the Christmas ale. But I want to tell you, you can go experience those drinks at the beer garden and restaurant for yourself at St. Arnold. It is a fantastic menu that they have. Some of the best pizzas in the city of Houston, including the LZ. You can ask for that. It's got a couple different meats on there and some cherry peppers for a little kick. There's delicious wings. There's a delicious Bishop burger. So many different things to choose from a food standpoint. You can sit outside. It's very socially distanced and spaced out, but because it's so big, you can fit plenty of people in there. And I got to tell you, when it comes to food, when it comes to beer, St. Arnold will never let you down. So make sure that you pick up your Christmas ale and get in that holiday spirit right now. Or if you want to check out a variety of IPAs, St. Arnold has you covered at your local grocery store. St. Arnold, the original craft brewery right here in Houston.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We have a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. Oh, you didn't know that you were supposed to call in at 8:30? Well, that's because you weren't here at 7 o'clock. That's on you. All right? Sorry. Got a contestant, because if you were listening at 7 o'clock, I said at 8:30, you call in, and caller number 10 is going to be our contestant. And so we got one. What's his name? We know?
We're still getting the information.
Getting the info? Good. So, you're probably like, hey, I didn't know to call in.
I'll listen when the show starts.
Well, just you're here for the start of the show. The early bird, what? Gets the worm. That's right.
Or in this case, a likely chance to go to Del Frisco's.
Yeah, because Justin sucks. Yeah. Oh, he's terrible. Again, last week he lost.
Donovan owns Justin. Beat him twice in 2 years.
Twice in 2 years. But he got it on the last, on a field goal on Monday Night Football, the last play of the game.
When Donovan, when you tip your driver, make sure you tell the driver to instruct Justin to call you daddy from now on.
Hmm.
Because at this point.
Because you're his daddy.
Yeah, you're his daddy.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? All right, Lance, let's go over some games. We don't do that too much.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do some games. What do you think of the Bears going to Tennessee? What do you think of the, I mean, I'm hearing everybody. Oh, the Bears are in downward. The Bears are on a downward spiral. Man, their defense, they play such tough defense. I'm not so sure. I think they'll be a playoff team. I don't know how good of a playoff team.
Yeah, they'll be a playoff team.
They'll
be a playoff team, but I think this is a get-right game for Tennessee. I think Tennessee, after getting beat by Cincinnati, is going to come out with their best effort. They have been slowed down a little bit recently in their running game, and this is not the team that you want to see defensively if you're a little bit down. But I just have a feeling we're going to see a strong effort from Tennessee. And what's the number in that? Let's do it against
the Tennessee 6.5.
Ugh, man, that is such a tight.
The Bears play within one score every game, just about every game, all but one or two.
I think that game comes down to a possession late in the game that gets the cover or not. So, I mean, I'll go out of 1 through 5 stars, I'd go with 1 star Tennessee. I'll make a pick on everyone. I'll go with 1 star, which is my, you know, obviously my confidence level on Tennessee minus the points. As far as them winning outright, I'd put that at about 3 stars. I think they will win.
Seattle's at Buffalo. Seattle -3.5. Man.
West to east, I'm going to go Buffalo as a 4 star plus the points.
Yeah, I like them plus the points too.
They've got a real issue in their secondary and their pass rush. I think when you have, you know, Diggs and Smoke Brown, and you've got Zach Moss is really starting to come around as a runner. He had a good game last week. I think this is one where you do have some guys in the secondary who can match up a little bit with the wide receivers and with the passing game of Seattle. So you're going west all the way east. I think this is getting that many points, more than a field goal. I'll take Buffalo plus the points as a 4 star.
Yeah. I'm kind of on Buffalo on that one, too. Like them. Ravens at the Colts. Ravens -2. Tough game.
Yeah, tough game, but I think the Ravens have a little too much for the Colts. Jonathan Taylor's banged up right now. You know, the question is going to be if Phillip Rivers just, you know, is he going to turn it over or not turn it over? The Colts really looked good last week, and they are coming off of 2 weeks ago. They, you know, they had a bye week, so they had a rest. Kind of feels like another one where the Ravens need to get back on the right track, and I think Lamar Jackson ends up having one of his bigger games of the year. So I'm going to go Ravens. I'll lay the points. I'll make it only a 3 star. I don't feel great about it, but I feel okay about it.
Chiefs are giving.
Who do you like? Who do you like in that one?
I like the Ravens. I like them. I like them going there. I'm afraid for Philly in this one. I think they're going to come after him. Is Judon playing after his antics last week?
Oh, yes, I believe he is. I did not see where he was.
They took a swing at a ref.
Well, so, you know, the thing was he didn't – what they're arguing is he didn't know it was a ref. Well, you mean a swing. You mean he dusted his hands off or whatever?
Well, that kind of a – yeah, it was a weak
– punch
it was,
at him.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't see where he got suspended. He should be playing. This isn't a red card situation like in soccer. Well, you get a red card in soccer, it is like
– you take a swing at a ref and it's
– well, if you try to punch him.
Yeah, you're going to be gone for a while.
He right now is okay to play. He was actually just taken off the COVID list yesterday, so that was his bigger concern. They placed him on the COVID list earlier in the week, but he's off now in practice, so he should be good to go.
Yeah. Well, how long did Wims get?
Didn't he get 2 games?
Two games. That was a 2 games, man. So did you guys ever see the breakdown that the guy did? of the entire thing. It was a huge thread. Dell, you might have seen
it. Yeah, I sent it to the chat.
Oh, you were the one that sent it. Did you watch it, John?
I didn't.
Okay, so this was a thing that had been going on. It started with him getting his, was it mouthpiece, where Chauncey Gardner yanked his mouthpiece out and threw it on the ground.
Yeah.
And then, and this whole thread shows where there was a delay of game. Like, the mouthpiece stayed on the ground for a while until an offensive lineman threw it off the field. And this guy laid out how long it took for Weems to get his get back, where he was so pissed he had to be stewing for an entire set of offensive plays because the ball got turned over. Like, it took a long time, but it was on his mind for a long time. And when he finally got his chance, I thought the first thing he did was throw a punch, but it's actually him trying to rip the mouthpiece out of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Gardner-Johnson. And then he throws a punch, and then he grabs him by the helmet, and there's a whole melee ensues. But I'll be honest, I thought I was a little surprised that was a 2-game suspension. I thought that would be like one at the most.
Oh, I didn't. I thought longer. I thought you were thinking it should have been longer.
No, I mean, they got helmets on. You only get 16 game checks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but you don't go. I mean, that was a bad, bad look.
Yeah, this wasn't
coming from up from behind,
and it was premeditated. It was first degree.
Yeah, this wasn't in the heat of the moment. This was all right, man. I'm planning something. I'm going to get you at some point. My first opportunity. Yeah, I could see why they got him, because it wasn't, oh, they dust up and then we fight. It was like, no, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, but he didn't hit him in the knee. Like, he did throw a punch at a helmet.
I get that it's dumb to do it, because what are you going to do? But it's a premeditated fight.
It was premeditated.
That he instigated. So I could see why the NFL was saying, no, this wasn't where Chauncey got you and you got him back. You had time to calm down, and all you did was plan something.
Yep. It's how about the Dolphins at the Cardinals, +4.5.
Dolphins at the Cards, +4. Nah, I like Cardinals. Tua's not ready for that.
That's what I'm afraid of. He didn't look very good.
Dell, would you like to comment on this one?
Sure. I mean, I watched obviously all the game. He was hurt by multiple drops. I mean, if we play the game, he probably should have been around 130 yards, 16 to 22, something like that. But not a great day, but certainly looks better in the stat line than what he actually had. I think the game determined how they were going to play him. At some point, you're like, we're not going to let the Rams defense get them back in this game. So they just shut it down. He didn't throw the ball on first down. Maybe he might have thrown the ball on first down twice in the entire game. Once they took that lead, they shut the offense down pretty much. I think it'll be okay. The Cardinals defense ain't the Rams. Chandler Jones, is he playing? But he ain't Aaron Donald. I think they're less fearful, but I do like the Cards in the game. That team's playing pretty well offensively. And as good as the Dolphins looked against Jared Goff, Brian Flores has a plan for the Rams and Jared Goff. He did the same thing to them in the Super Bowl. If the Cardinals can handle the zero pressure that the Dolphins might play with their weapons, I think they could have a pretty big day. Now, the Dolphins have two big-time corners, so you have a guy for Christian Kirk. You have a guy for DeAndre and Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. But I do like the Cardinals in this one on the road, to his first start on the road.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But
first start at home, I liked him. I picked him last week.
There's barely going to be anyone there, so it's not that per se. I just think the matchup unless the Dolphins' defense is going to dominate again, I do like the Cardinals in that one.
They have been surprisingly good on defense.
They're the number one scoring defense in football.
Yeah. Giants at the football team.
Giants taking on what's the number? Is football team the dog?
The football team is the favorite at 2.5.
2.5 at home against the Giants.
You know what? The Giants have not, if you want to know the truth, the Giants have not been terrible.
No, well, they have for stretches, but they weren't this last time. Like, we can't keep going back to the Bears game that was about 6 weeks ago, because that's not a very good Bears offense, and the Giants did stay within the number. But the game they played against Tommy, I didn't think they were that bad against Tampa at all. They looked ready to play.
Well, for whatever reason, they always play them well.
I like
they lost to the Steelers by 10, the Bears by 4. They got their ass kicked by the 49ers.
So both teams. So what you know?
The Cowboys was a 3-point game. They beat Washington. They lost by one to the Eagles. Cowboys two to the Bucks.
3-point game, but Washington whacked the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Washington blistered them, and that was recently. So I don't know. I think Washington. I mean, to me, Washington is a team that under Ron Rivera, they've got some games where they've shown up and made things, you know, and played teams tough. I want to say Giants here, but they're coming off Monday night, a short preparation time. I think, you know, both teams are circling each other as this is a game we can win.
Yeah, we win, right.
I kind of like Washington in that now, the more I think about it. Mm. I kind of like football team.
You're like, yeah, I like football teams. Raiders at the Chargers, pick them.
Can we call Washington just the Skins? Like, why don't they just change it to the Skins?
Not gonna
the Washington
work.
Skins. Yeah.
What about that, Dell?
What's the mascot going to be?
It's just
a flake of skin, like from sunburn?
Could be.
The Skins. The
That's
skins.
Not going to sell much merchandise.
Or potato skins.
Maybe. You can go potato skins. I'm going to tell you guys, Skins ain't going to be the new nickname.
Well, Auburn gets to have two nicknames, right? They're War Eagles, and then they're also the Tigers.
Well, actually, War Eagle isn't their nickname. It's just what they say. They have
okay,
two,
and
they have
Alabama's two. A wave, and they're an elephant?
What? Roll? No, they're a box of detergent and an elephant.
Yeah, and then you've got, and then you look at the Tulane Green Wave. It's just like a green wave. Why can't you just be the Skins, the Washington Skins?
No one wants to be the Skins.
Everybody has skin, and that means it's inclusive. It's more inclusive.
So what will the colors
way.
Be? The rainbow? They'll switch to rainbow uniforms?
I don't feel like that's going to be the case.
You said that's what that rainbow implies.
What is it called? Epidermis? Or what
Epidermis.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
You want to be the Washington Epidermis?
Epidermis. Yeah.
Ooh. That's not going to sell merchandise.
Oh,
John.
Whoa. It's a flag, but it's got every shade of person in the world.
Ooh, now we're inclusive.
What about that?
Now we're inclusive. Every skin tone.
Yes.
Mine in there?
The skins. Yeah, meat? Sure. You can be in there.
What's yours?
I'm dark meat.
That's not a color in the color box.
It is a color in the color box.
Oh, look. Cornflower blue. Here's dark meat.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah. It doesn't say brick red, fuchsia. Cornflower blue, fuchsia, dark meat. That's not a 64 color.
It's not in the box. I've never seen it in the box.
I'm a little worried to pull out a 64 crayon
no,
box.
No. They asked. I just, when you voted, they asked you, are you Hispanic? Are you dark meat?
No.
Said Latino
That's
or
not
non-Latino.
On the census. It's not. Dark meat isn't on the census.
It said that on mine. I don't know about yours.
No, it didn't.
Well, that's what I wrote in.
Did you even do the census?
Dark meat. Yeah, I did.
You didn't write in dark meat.
I wrote in dark meat.
I feel like
other.
Other. Did you see that?
My Frankie's whitey. That's what I put.
There was a... there.
She's white.
Thankfully, Frankie is safe. She didn't have to evacuate, apparently.
She did, though. And the first thing she told me, we got to evacuate. I'm going to buy two cases of wine. Okay.
All right.
Frankie. She's yours. How about food?
If you had any questions about the paternity, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
She's yours and Wendy's for sure.
And yours, well, I don't think you need any more testosterone, Lance. You got enough kids.
Well, listen, anybody can use some testosterone. Just because you have kids, don't listen to John. He's a science denier. It doesn't matter if you have kids or don't have kids. Your testosterone level can drop. It's something that happens naturally for a lot of – I think it's over 33% of the men who are approaching or over the age of 40. And it can happen at different times for different men. And this is the thing. When your testosterone level drops, it can have a different effect for different people. One of the areas that's pretty universal is energy level drop, where you just feel more fatigued all the time. And that's a very general feeling. So that one might slip by you. For some guys, it could be a libido, a real drop in libido. For a lot of men, it's going to be a decline in your lean muscle mass. You have a harder time keeping your muscle mass up no matter how much you work out. Or if you don't work out, the body type that you used to have begins to slowly fade and it turns into more belly flab that you can't get rid of. You know, Men's T Clinic can help you with all that. The testosterone levels, having them where they're supposed to be, can impact every single thing I talked about in a positive way. And with Men's T Clinic, their test is very quick. They get the results very quickly for you, and they can work with your insurance to start a tailor-made program that's just right for you, so they fine-tune it so that you get maximum benefits from testosterone treatments. Check out my friends over at Men's T Clinic. If you've gone somewhere else and didn't see results, I promise you Men's T Clinic will get you taken care of. Five locations in the Houston area, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress Spring, and the Heights. Menstclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell, is Hugh Freeze cheating enough to cover 15 against Virginia Tech?
Ooh.
Liberty's a pretty good football team.
They're covering everything right now. And they just got a four-star recruit, too, who took a bunch of heat from...
Took a bunch of money
from people.
Heat?
No, what? Heat. Because he said like something like faith over race or something like that.
Does he get, when they're offering recruits, do they all get to meet Falwell's wife?
Dell, that's ugly. There was only one person that did that. Sure.
It only happened with the one person. So
it's like a Louisville basketball thing? Team well, thing?
Maybe we need to do some only investigating.
Only it's Falwell's wife?
I don't know. Cover 15 in Blacksburg? Is that where the game is?
But they're not very good.
They look good sometimes, and they look like they did against Wake Forest. They're up and down quite a bit. Now, Liberty has gone into an ACC schools building and beat them. They beat Syracuse's ass, but Syracuse sucks. Virginia Tech's a little bit better. I don't.
I'm taking a 15.
I don't know. I think Virginia Tech needs a big performance after what happened the last time they played.
Mm.
I think I'm taking Vautech at home. Mm.
Are you giving the 10.5 tonight?
See, you're talking about Miami and NC State. The problem with that one is Miami has some COVID issues. They're not really talking about. Now, Miami won't tell you who's out until an hour before the game. They'll just say, this person's unavailable.
Mm.
So we don't know who's going to play. Derek King appears to be available, but I don't know about the offensive line. We don't know who's out. So I would stay away until an hour before, because they'll release an unavailability report. They won't say they have COVID, but you can start to guess if there's like 8-9 guys on the list. So wait until an hour before the game.
You think West Virginia? Texas always has a problem with West Virginia,
particularly at home.
Uh huh. Now it's different coach, obviously, but Dana had his way there.
Yeah, Neil Brown's a pretty good coach.
He's a pretty good coach.
They're coming off a big win against.
They're
K-State.
Playing great defense.
Yeah, and they smacked K-State around at home, who was a ranked team. What's the number for that?
Texas is 6.5.
I don't trust Texas with success.
No, I feel like Texas wins this, but that number feels too high. I don't feel extremely confident. I mean, West Virginia's just been playing pretty steady football, and Texas hasn't played very steady. You have to wonder if Texas if they come in, this could be a letdown situation, honestly, from a handicapping standpoint, the emotions of last week's game, and then they come back here and maybe let down a little bit, let their guard down, and all of a sudden West Virginia's on top of them.
And honestly,
West Virginia had a ton of COVID stuff early in the year, right?
I thought it was more suspensions. I know.
Was it suspensions?
I think that's what it was.
They weren't playing. That's right. They weren't playing with starters. I know that.
Yeah, I think Texas should feel they won the game, but they actually should feel like we didn't really play very well. If you look at how the game and the numbers run, I know what you're saying, Lance, about emotionally, because that's a big one. They're celebrating in the locker room. But they'll look at the film and go, we kind of stunk and found a way to win. They should want to put on a better performance because they went out there and got every break in the world and went to overtime. If I'm Tom Herman, I'm hammering, hey, we didn't play well. Let's actually play well. And then let's start to talk about what we are as a team.
The Aggs are 10-point favorites at South Carolina.
in past years, this would be This would be the time where the Aggies would be in a nail biter. But they proved something to me against Arkansas when that game wasn't close. Arkansas scored a late touchdown, but the Aggies controlled.
And you have no idea which South Carolina team's going to show up. They look like crap against LSU, and then they beat Auburn. So that one, but listen, I thought 12 was too much last week. They won by 11, which pissed some people off. 10 this week seems about neighborhood. They're playing solid football.
When you can run the football, it makes your life so much easier. And they've proven this year they can run the ball. Kellen Mond was because of that run game, and his play has looked really good.
He could not be more efficient.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been Kellen Mond.
No. Now, I think I like the Aggies in
this the Aggies in that one, too. I like the Aggies in that one, too.
What's the number?
10.
Yeah, I think they got something going right now. I'm really interested to see if the Aggies can – the Aggies are really a sneaky fun team to watch from here on out from the standpoint of college football fans. Maybe not for – Longhorns or whatever, you know, if you're really anti-Aggie. But for those of us just college football fans, you know, they're sitting there in a really interesting spot in a conference where it's not as brutal as it was last year. The Aggies are in a very interesting spot if they can keep winning football games. It could be fun to see how that one plays out down the road, because this is where playing Alabama so early, which they always do, but playing Alabama that early in a truncated season really helped them. And then getting a W over a highly ranked Florida team shortly thereafter, that really bolstered that. Not only did that cushion it basically eliminated the Alabama loss for A&M, if you look at what happened to them in the polls. So I think that I think A&M is a fun – it's going to be fun to see how they – I don't feel like they're a top-four team, but, you know, they could control their own destiny if you really think about it.
And it's interesting you bring that up. We got Aggie Joe, who wants to talk about A&M's chances for the CFP. What's up, Aggie Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, really quick, more than likely he does have the diabetes, that type 2 once diagnosed. It's just pills. I've had it for 10 years. So anyway, it's very... very unlikely that he's going to have to take shots.
So what are the signs? What are the telltale signs that we can look for from Gilbert?
For diabetes, when you first find out?
I went through
major thirst, like extremely thirsty a lot, and not really understanding why.
Right.
Your body just wants you to drink. No matter how much water you drink, it's crazy. And then... really bad fatigue and just kind of feeling off, like left of center. It's a strange feeling, hard to describe. But so my question about the Aggies was, with us having the one loss to Alabama, let's say whoever wins or loses this game against Clemson and Notre Dame, is that one loss our schedule? Is it better? Is it a good enough loss to put us in ahead of either one of these teams? I see Notre Dame, but because of Clemson, I don't know if it does put us ahead of them. So that's my question to you guys.
They got a better win against Florida than either of these two teams have.
Yeah, the winner of this one will take over that role.
Right, as best win.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the winner. We're talking about the loser.
Well, the loser may have the chance to... to get a rematch.
You don't want Clemson losing at all.
No.
You need Clemson winning both games.
You don't want a split, because there's a real shot. If Notre Dame loses in the ACC title game, they probably wouldn't make it, but you don't want to have that conversation if their only loss is to like number 2 Clemson or wherever they are with Trevor Lawrence back. You want Clemson to sweep, because that's the more likely scenario as opposed to Notre Dame sweeping.
So the 52-24 loss doesn't look good.
No.
For A&M. Yeah, but everybody gets their ass kicked by Alabama, it seems like.
Yeah. Well,
not everybody.
You could play them tougher. It would have helped if you played them.
Yeah. But we're making comparisons.
Boy, if you didn't lose by 4 touchdowns.
That hurts. You're making comparisons. Who's out there? If we say A&M runs the table, they don't have another marquee game on their schedule. They don't. I mean,
what's the hardest game left?
Well, Auburn, because they have Auburn Jesus on their side. They seem to have gotten it going thanks to Bo Pelini and that LSU defense. They're back on track, it seems like. Auburn at the end of the year, that might be the tough game. So if you're A&M and you have real aspirations, you want Auburn. Well, Auburn's got Alabama. You want Auburn to win every game except for the Alabama game?
And you know who you want between Florida and Georgia this week?
Yes, you want Florida to win because that makes your win look a whole lot better.
You want Florida to keep rolling.
Yep. So A&M needs help from their schedule as opposed to – now they have to win their games, but they need help. They need their schedule to look better. And Auburn being, at that point, Alabama's their last game. At that point, they'd be a two-loss team when you play them. But then at that point, Auburn becomes a four-loss team because they're losing to Bama. And then you beat them, they're a four-loss team. So, really, they need Florida to run the table.
It sure would be nice if next week LSU gives Alabama a game because then you got LSU in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I think the story's been written about LSU for people. I mean,
yeah,
they got
blown. That 48-11 game.
Yeah, and then they lose to Miss State who can't score on anyone. I think people have already had their mind made that LSU's not good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what LSU can do unless they beat Alabama. That would help them two fronts.
Yeah, you got them the 20th. You got them Thanksgiving, LSU. It's still a good win beating LSU. Listen, if they win out in the West, but
they're competing against who? That's the question. The winning out puts you in position, certainly. But who are you competing against for that, let's say, fourth seed?
Well, could be Florida.
If Florida beats Georgia and Alabama, you're even with the win against Florida, you're probably not getting ahead of them. That's two marquee wins. Winning out in the West and only losing to Alabama is a strong statement, even if with the down LSU, a down Auburn. But who are you fighting for that fourth seed? Is it a one-loss Clemson? Is it a...
Well, we'll see what the Pac-12 has, though.
Is it an undefeated USC?
An undefeated USC goes.
Yeah, so
there's no question.
That's why I was talking about resume.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question?
No question. Over a one-loss A&M team?
Will they be 5-0?
Over a one-loss A&M team?
No, I think they'd be 8-0 if they're undefeated.
How are they going to be 8-0 when Cal doesn't play? You don't think Pac-12 teams are going to get games canceled?
Well, sure.
There's going to be lots of cancels.
Well, we can put that on A&M, too. We don't know what's going forward. But if we're taking it as it is right now, let's say best-case scenario for both, if it's an 8-0 USC and one of the wins against – it has to be great for USC, too. You need Oregon to be undefeated and play them because they don't play in the regular season. You have to play them – in a Pac-12 title game with both of them being undefeated, there's a shot for at USC. But they need things to go in their favor.
All right, let's cut it there. 713-780, I know what's in my favor. It's Coors Light. It's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You think there weren't a few Coors Lights popped yesterday? Yeah, there were. I'm just telling you. I mean, when La Raza called in and said, estoy crudo, and said, yo también, that means, you know, maybe we had a few last night. That's what that means. And here's the deal. If you want a few, if you want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, if you want to be refreshed with your beer, if you want the, you know what, going out to the Houston Open today, what's the official beer of the Open? For me, it's Coors Light. That's right. It's the official beer of the Open. Of course, it'll be the official beer of dinner tonight. It'll be the official beer of watching Miami tonight. It'll be the official beer of watching football all weekend. That's what it's going to be. It's the official beer for me, and I'm hoping it's going to be the official beer for you. Texas Chill, baby. You're looking for 12, 16, 144 ounces of Texas Chill. That's a 12-pack of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
A research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do